This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taylor, who lives in Los Angeles, says, my doctor refuses to give me the medication that I want, and it's not even a narcotic. He wants a brand-name blood pressure medication, and his doctor will only give him generic. And he starts to kind of go on where, you know, his insurance will pay for it. The insurance will pay for the blood pressure medication. It's a blood pressure medication that he's tried before. He has a new doctor, and the new doctor will only give him generic. What's that about? Okay, so, you know, when I read that, the first thing I thought of is he's going to a doctor that might be working for a big corporation as opposed to somebody that owns their own mom and pop shop. And from what I understand, more and more doctors are working in those facilities where you become an employee, and there's a lot of quality assurance, there's a lot of review, there's a lot of oversight, and there's a lot of bean counters getting involved to see how much money you are, you know, I guess saving them. And they look at your prescribing patterns. There may be some internal reward programs to those who didn't overprescribe brand name expensive medications, or who didn't order certain tests that ended up being negative and therefore costing insurance money or costing the facility money. And so if that's the case, there would be an incentive for the doctor to make sure that they give you the least expensive medication. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that's the way to practice medicine by any means. I think if you want to, if you're going to prescribe a medication that is the best for the patient. But you also have a lot of medical providers out there that do not like the direct-to-consumer advertising that goes on. So, you know, you guys are starting to see less and less commercials. Have you noticed, you know, from pharmaceutical companies? Because they're very expensive. And it doesn't matter if a pharmaceutical company says, buy my purple pill or whatever. If your insurance company won't cover it, you know, it's very hard for you to ask for it by choice. Before Obamacare, it was easier. If you really wanted the purple pill, let's say Nexium for your gastric reflux, or the blue pill, Viagra, you know, you could say, look, you know, even if the insurance doesn't pay for it, I will pay the non-formulary covered copay, which is maybe $25 or $45. Okay, nowadays, with such a high deductible and less, you know, coverage of a lot of the brand name medications, you could be ended up spending, you know, full price. So you see less direct to consumer advertising with these medications. I'm really torn on this because I had patients where we had difficulty maintaining their blood pressure at goal, but there would be one brand that worked for them. You know, I saw this with thyroid medication, where the generic thyroid medication for like 99% of my patients worked. But for 1% of my patients, I noticed, you know what? If I switch it to brand name, it's better. It seems to control you better. Or you feel like you're, you know, energetic. You feel the way your numbers read. Sometimes in thyroid conditions, the blood work will show that the person is euthyroid or normal thyroid. And they're like, look, I'm still tired. I'm still gaining weight. My skin is still dry and I'm still losing my hair. So you're like, but your levels are therapeutic. I don't want to make you hyperthyroid. We switched to brand name and they're like, oh, I feel good on this one. I feel good. Something's working. So I do believe there's a difference between brand name and generic. Not for everybody. For the most part, we could get away with the generics. So, if your doctor refuses to prescribe you a brand name blood pressure medication, then you have a couple options. Okay, one is to switch out the doctor, obviously. The other is, if you have multiple risk factors for heart disease, i.e. if somebody in your family had a heart attack, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, high cholesterol, if you smoke, if you're a male over 40, female over 50, ask the cardiologist to allow you to, and I hope I said diabetes as well, and high cholesterol and hypertension. If you ask your medical provider to allow you to see a cardiologist, when you get into the cardiologist realm, they're like, oh, you know what, I really love Atacand, or I really love Diavan, although those are generic now. You know, I really love X-Forge, you know, or Caduit, you know, a lot of these other medications that are brand name that might not be generic yet. And say, you know, look, I've been managing my blood pressure for years, you know, prior to a lot of the changes, you know, through Obamacare, my medication worked. And this is the medication I was able to use. And all of a sudden, I had to go generic. I had to go off of it and my blood pressure's out of control. How can I retry, go back on a trial of what worked for years? And I, you know, and then maybe the specialist can make that happen. It's tough, guys. It's really, really tough. You know, and what's very interesting about Taylor's case is he is prepared to pay for the blood pressure medication, but he can't get the medication if a doctor doesn't prescribe it. You can't get blood pressure medication, you know, in the U.S. without a prescription. I don't even think you can get blood pressure medication in Mexico. I've been to a Mexico pharmacy. I don't remember seeing blood pressure medication. So he's basically at the mercy of the doctor he was assigned to, you know, and if it's an HMO, it's an HMO. Now, we are, okay, in the doctor's defense, we are relaxing a little bit with some of our blood pressure guidelines. Rather than making sure you're strict in control, if you're an older individual, we're relaxing a little bit. You know, if your blood pressure ends up floating around the 150s, over 90s, we're not going to, you know, get our panties all up in a bunch. You know, we'll let you still maintain a higher blood pressure than we used to. So maybe he's thinking, look, your blood pressure is 142 over 80. You know, that's not that bad. Why go through the cost? Why get me in trouble? Why, risk, having hypotensive or syncopal episodes? Just stay with it. So that could be another thing that's going on. And, you know, I know you guys come to me, and I really appreciate you coming to me to try to kind of decipher and translate from, you know, the patient world to the doctor world and vice versa. And I'll do my best. But keep in mind, I cannot speak for another doctor. I cannot speak, and I cannot, you know, I don't know what he's thinking. You know, maybe you actually, you know, did have some sort of a, maybe you're on another medication and that blood pressure medication is going to unfortunately interfere. And he's like, no, I don't like that brand. Or maybe he's seen something with that brand that I haven't seen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mariah had written last week when there was the, obviously, the back and forth with the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch. If he did become confirmed, and it looked like he would, and he has been confirmed to be our next Supreme Court justice, would the Supreme Court ever revisit the Obamacare ruling that had occurred a couple years back, or a few years back, on whether it was unconstitutional for the tax, etc., bypassing the House of Representatives, fighting back and forth on a repeal and replace? So let's quickly backtrack. First, Judge Neil Gorsuch had been confirmed, right, as the 113th justice to serve on our nation's highest court. Obviously, it was a largely party-line vote. Gorsuch appears to have received the support of 54 senators. This had been predicted for a while. It was actually, believe it or not, a shorter, from what we understand, path to confirmation. It was just as tortuous and political as other ones have been. But what was a little different about this one is the GOP had to invoke the nuclear option, where the majority of the votes would choose, allow the nomination to proceed. He does take the place of late Justice Antonin Scalia. He had died unexpectedly over a year ago. He also was a conservative, but he had during his confirmation hearing said, you know, look, judges are supposed to be, you know, neutral. You're not supposed to be able to tell how they're going. If a true judge is neutral, he shouldn't be ruling based on political bias, which I agree with 100%. It's just, to me, it seems like when Elena Kagan and Sotomayor and when everybody went through their confirmation hearings, it just seems to be everybody says the same thing. You know, look, no, I am not going to vote liberal. I am not going to vote, but it, you know, it happens anyway. So, breaking up a Supreme Court tie that we've had now for a while before four is obviously important. But what we have to realize is he is replacing Antonin Scalia. So it's not shifting the court any different than the way it was before. So I sincerely doubt, I'm probably 99.99% sure the Supreme Court would not revisit. I think it would be a waste of time and a waste of resources for the Supreme Court to try to revisit, because if Neil Gorsuch votes the same way Scalia did, then and everybody still votes the same way. And I think, you know, once the Supreme Court makes a decision like that, it's going to be very hard to bring it back, you know, up to them. And I think Obamacare is going to be a thing of the past in its current form as it is. So there's really not much to debate now until we find a newer way to do Obamacare. Obamacare in its current state is dying. It's just, do they want to keep the name Obamacare? Do they just want to duct tape, you know, the sinking ship and make it float to keep everybody happy and infuse more money into it? Do they want to rebuild a new lifeboat? It doesn't look like people like the new lifeboat, you know, or the dinghy, you know, that the GOP had suggested. But, in their defense, you know, what do you do? And we've talked about this before. You have a bill that is designed, you know, to explode if you cut the red wire, or cut the wrong wire, I should say. And so, how are they supposed to approach something like this where there's tons of wires and the wires are all tangled up, they were never properly organized, and the thing is going to diffuse on its own anyway? You know, do we just kind of, you know, put it off somewhere or stick it in the bottom of the sea and let it blow up there? I don't know. So we don't know what we're supposed to do with this bill. And that's what you're now seeing in Washington. So Neil Gorsuch becoming our 113th Supreme Court justice. Congratulations to the judge. We'll see how things play out. Some of you have been discussing, when is Ruth Ginsburg retiring? I'm not hearing that anytime soon. Thomas asked about the ages of the Supreme Court, and he showed me a table of and asked me about life expectancy and longevity. So let me read this table. So Antonin Scalia had died at 79 years and 11 months. So he was nearly 80 years old. He had been appointed, as many of us remember, by Ronald Reagan. So he had served for almost 30 years. And he had died unexpectedly at almost 80, which to me still blows away life expectancy for the average American man. Anthony Kennedy, also appointed by Ronald Reagan, currently sitting on the bench, 80 years old. He's about, depending on the date, actually, it's 1936, 80, he's going to be turning 81 this summer. Clarence Thomas, almost 67. Ruth Bader Ginsburg turned 84 March 15th. Really, I would say, yep, she's about 84 years old. I'm looking at their birthday and I'm calculating it. So Stephen Breyer, 78 years old. We have a very seasoned senior majority of the bench. Chief Justice Roberts is 62 years old. Samuel Alito, 67 years old. Sonia Sotomayor, 62. Elena Kagan, 56. If I remember, Neil Gorsuch, his age is, he's, I think, 56. Let me double check here. Sorry, I want to just get this right for you. He's 49. Okay, so he's young. All right. And he's handsome. Can I just say that? I think Neil Gorsuch is handsome. Handsome. So, yeah, we do have a very, an older, more seasoned looking court. Absolutely. You know, Anthony Kennedy, 81 years old. They don't necessarily retire, you know, like you or I would retire. You know, I'm in my 40s. Don't tell anybody. I try to pretend I'm younger, but, you know, you and I, we can talk straight. I'm in my 40s. I think about when I could, you know, semi-retire, right? I mean, I'm like, you know, here you have an 80, close to 81-year-old sitting on the bench. You have Ruth Bader, oh, look at her. I mean, 84 years old. She's not giving up her seat. She is going to hold on to that seat. Yeah, I'm like, go enjoy life. I mean, do you really want to, you know, read briefs and, you know, depositions? And, I mean, that stuff would be boring to me. Why don't you go fishing? But nope, she likes her seat. She's comfortable there. So 84 years old. And I get the heebie-jeebies when you hear people say, okay, well, you know what? I mean, somebody else is going to probably leave us soon. You know, you got somebody who's 80, somebody who's 84, somebody who's 78, somebody who's, I don't like that. I do not, that makes me very, very, that just makes me very, very, I do not like people trying to predict what would happen from an age or retirement. The one thing you can predict is Supreme Court justices don't retire very easily. So that's one thing you could predict. Okay. And, you know, if we had to kind of put our money on something, they have, you know, very, very, you know, long longevity, which is good. Good. We want people to live longer. I think it's great that Ruth is living till 84. Yeah. It, you know, gives a lot more hope for us. She falls asleep a lot, it appears. Or she looks like she's falling asleep. But then again, I mean, if I was, you know, reading and listening to all these lawyers, I'd be falling asleep too. Many people are concerned if President Trump is going to be able to get another choice. So, I know some people have this little, it's not a pot going. It's a pool going. You know, on who would retire first or who would leave us first. Please don't do that. That just gives us the heebie-jeebies. You know, but realize Anthony Kennedy, who is 80, close to 81, he was a Ronald Reagan appointee. So, you know, if he, let's say he did retire and say, you know what, I'm, you know, and it could happen. You know, we all saw House of Cards, right? You know, well, we want to, you know, appoint somebody younger. We want to appoint somebody with some longevity. So if the other party gets into office, then they can't replace. So, you know, some thoughts have gone to, well, you know, would Anthony Kennedy, let's say, retire such that President Trump could nominate somebody else to the Supreme Court? Would Clarence Thomas retire? No, he's only 68, close to 69. He's still got lots of good years left. So, but Anthony Kennedy has been on the Supreme Court probably the longest now, being 29 years veteran on that. So, I don't know. I don't know how this works with politics. From what I understand, the Supreme Court justices do not like to be asked to retire. Right? Remember, they're Supreme Court justices. You don't mess with them. You know, they get front row seats at the State of the Union. They get to wear robes. And from what I understand, these robes, these like muumuu looking robes are really, really comfortable. I mean, they get Secret Service. You know, they're like gods. So not that many people want to leave, you know, that post. And so, it'll be interesting to see. But, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was appointed by Bill Clinton. Stephen Breyer was appointed by Bill Clinton. So if either of them retire during President Trump's term, that would obviously, cause a shift, in terms of conservative versus liberal leaning judges. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
So
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So while we were watching what's going on with the Syria attacks, and we found out late yesterday afternoon that Donald Trump had launched, I believe, 59 Tomahawks against the base that launched the chemical attacks in Syria. And while we were seeing this occur, apparently I believe Russia ordered a battleship to kind of come in between, all right, our battleships as well as the border. or the kind of a buffer between Syria and where we're positioned. But then a terror attack happened in Sweden. So things have been very, very crazy over the last 24 hours. And at least five people have been killed when a hijacked truck rammed pedestrians in a Stockholm shopping center. And then three gunmen opened fire before police grappled and got the suspect to the ground. So they say three men jumped out of the truck and opened fire. And then they also tried to stab pedestrians. So this was a triple whammy. They tried to run people over. They tried to gun them down and stab them. I mean, sickos, okay? Footage showed two men being tackled to the ground and arrested, but a third suspect is believed to be on the run, according to Daily Mail. Police have released CCTV of the wanted man wearing a green jacket, white shoes, green hoodie, gray hoodie, etc. And if you see the horrifying images, I mean, it's bad. You see people lying in the street. You see blood on the roads. Bodies covered in blankets. Two men have been detained. I don't believe they were shot on the scene. And just absolutely frightening. They say armed terrorists were then seen running into Stockholm Central Railway Station opening fire. Two people also had been stabbed. So let me see what originally happened with the truck. I apologize. Oh, they don't say. All right. So they believe it was a beer truck. They say a terror suspect jumped into the cab of a beer truck while its driver was making a delivery. Masked men sped through central Stockholm, aiming at pedestrians, before crashing into the Allens department store in Klarabergsten. Five confirmed dead, dozens more injured. Witnesses heard shots fired. Suspects were shown being arrested in the street. Third man obviously on the run. So, the truck was a stolen or hijacked truck. That must, like, for many of my truckers out there that listen and, you know, that's pretty, that probably scares the heck out of you that somebody would take your truck and use that truck to mass murder multiple people. And they go, oh, yeah, that's Bob's truck. Bob, what was Bob doing? It wasn't me. They took my truck. Oh, my gosh. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said everything pointed to the incident being a terror attack. I believe it. Armed police were scrambled to the scene, seen marching into the store, and a Swedish radio reporter said she had seen at least five dead bodies. So while we're seeing the aftermath of this, and it's the pictures are graphic. I mean, you see the blood on the street. You see the bodies on the, it's just absolutely horrific. I don't know what the answer is for cities, but I think terrorists, right, find it very, I guess, easy and unassuming to be able to, you know, delivery person gets out of their truck, right, to go and deliver. They hop in. And they use that truck, and they use that as a weapon, even though these guys also had guns and they also had knives. And, you know, one thing they did in Vegas, and this would be very, very hard to do throughout the country, but, you know, when we talk about downtown Las Vegas used to, you know, be an area where you could drive, you know, down Las Vegas Boulevard and drive from one hotel to another. You guys see the old footage from the 1950s of cars going up Fremont Street, etc. Well, you know, what they did is they closed off the walkways and they detoured traffic around the area, have security, have it kind of walled off. And it's so pedestrians have kind of a safe place to walk without cars coming into the mix. Now, maybe I suppose, God forbid, you know, some truck could try to ram certain areas to go through that. But, you know, we have, you know, plenty of security, et cetera. And they basically moved the pedestrians. They moved the pedestrians and they moved the traffic. On the resort corridor on the Las Vegas Strip, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, you notice that when you want to cross the street, you don't cross the street at a normal crosswalk anymore. Right? Which is nice because, you know, for those of us that don't like to wait and stand by the crosswalk and then get splashed when a car drives by a puddle, right, you know, New York style, it's kind of nice to be able to not have to, you know, stand there on the sidewalk on the street crossing. So they have these stairways. And these stairways allow you to cross the street over a bridge. So you're basically walking over the street. And it gets you out of cars' ways. Now, there's still sidewalks, obviously, and there has been some discussion, not so much from a terrorist standpoint, but there has been some discussion of, you know, closing it off to traffic and then allowing people to walk. The big problem is we have so many people walking up and down the corridor, and I don't blame them. I mean, there's so much to see. The lights are beautiful. The casinos and the resorts are gorgeous. So people like to stop and watch. So if you're actually driving up the Las Vegas Strip, you're like, come on. Hey, come on. You know, and you're trying to honk, and everybody tries to walk in front of your car because they go, well, nobody's allowed to run us over in Vegas. You're like, but look, you know what? It is my turn to drive. You have got to let me drive. Come on. And then luckily a real nice tourist stops everybody, says, let the car go. I'm like, thank you. All right, so, but it's probably getting to the point where they're going to have to do something where they wall it off to traffic, just allow pedestrians to walk, etc., and traffic bypasses. I'm wondering if eventually we're going to later see, and it would obviously take decades, where to avoid these types of terror attacks and to avoid we also, in my neck of the woods, we have a lot of pedestrians getting hit and killed by cars. Maybe eventually they're going to have some sort of a system where cars travel in certain tunnels and certain areas where they can't access sidewalks. They can't access people such that roadways, and trust me, this would be one hell of a feat, okay? And we probably wouldn't see it in rural areas, but where you're looking at densely populated places where, you know, cars are, you know, have to bypass those areas or they are enclosed in some sort of structure, such that a pedestrian can walk near the area and not have to worry about getting hit accidentally or on purpose. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think terrorists see a lot of potential. And I also, you know, you see a lot of, you know, people, unfortunately, you know, they can take advantage, unfortunately, of something like this at a moment's notice. You know, and so somebody on a whim or somebody having a bad day or somebody just wanting to, you know, vent or, you know, channel their anger and unfortunately become violent, they could do a lot of damage. So I don't know how we would put that into, that's just, again, I'm not a city planner, obviously, but that's, yeah. There's been multiple types of attacks in Antwerp. After the Westminster attack on the bridge, a man in Antwerp drove into a crowd shopping area in the Belgian city and attempted an attack in Jerusalem. On January 8th, a Palestinian truck driver mowed down and then reversed over Israeli soldiers. He killed four, wounded 15 people. That was also a copycat of the Berlin and Nice terror attacks. In Berlin, 12 people were killed in the attack in December 19, where the truck drove through a Christmas market in Nice, we remember. On Bastille Day in the summer, 86 people were killed when a truck drove through 86 because of a 19-ton cargo truck that plowed into the crowds on the Promenade des Anglais. Thousands of others had been watching fireworks that night, so unfortunately we're there in the unfortunately there at the scene. And then London. Khalid Massoud, 52 years old, drove a Hyundai 4x4 over Westminster Bridge, mowing down members of the public before crashing into a fence. One of the people that kind of escaped by jumping over over the bridge and into the River Thames unfortunately died today, from what we understand. So people are using trucks. People are, if they can't get a hold of guns, they're going to use something else to, you know, mow people down. Just be careful out there, guys. I guess avoid crowds of people. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
The Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So for those of you who are asthmatic, you may want to check your inhaler because GlaxoSmithKline is recalling more than 590,000 albuterol inhalers. Apparently three lots of the Ventolin HFA 200D inhalers, and a lot of you guys do use Ventolin brand name, have been voluntarily recalled due to a potential issue with the delivery system. The spokesman for the British pharmaceutical company had said, the lot numbers 6ZP, and then there's a variety of them, so I want you to go to their website. But these devices have been recalled from hospitals, pharmacies, retailers, and wholesalers in the U.S. They say there is a possible risk that the affected inhalers could potentially not deliver the stated number of actuations. So for some of these that are metered, you want to know how many puffs you have left on your inhaler. So there's a little number. There's a little counter on there. So apparently the issue is they said there's a possible risk that the affected inhalers could potentially not deliver the stated number of actuations. We continue to investigate the issue in order to identify the root cause and implement appropriate corrective and preventative actions. So if you think you got another 10 left and it won't, you know, administer them or the counter's wrong, that's a problem for you. It's not a patient-level recall, but patients whose inhalers are among the affected lots can contact GlaxoSmithKline and swap it out, from what I understand. And if the devices just aren't working or it's not delivering the medication that you need, you got to go to a doctor like ASAP. So if they function properly, the metered dose inhaler releases a fixed dose of the medication in aerosol form. The medication in Ventolin is what we call a beta agonist. And so what it does is it hits the receptors, the beta receptors, that allow your airways to open up. Now, some of you will think, well, what's the difference between those and beta blockers? Okay, beta blockers are opposite. All right? They block the receptor of the beta receptor. And those beta blockers we use in blood pressure settings. If you use a beta blocker, you end up slowing down a heart rate. If you dilate, or if you're an agonist, if you're something that triggers the beta receptor, then you'll have dilation of the airways and you're able to breathe better. Sometimes your heart rate will go up, so you could have the opposite effect. But very interestingly, beta blockers will not suppress your airway. So you see, beta blockers do a lot of things, but primarily they affect the heart and they affect the lungs. But a beta blocker is not a complete opposite of a beta agonist. So your inhaler will open up the airways, and these beta agonists will allow, if you do have asthma and you have an obstructive pattern where you can't get the air out such that you can't oxygenate more with, you know, nice fresh air, because you already have, how I describe an asthmatic lung is you look at a balloon that has been blown up, right, over and over and over again. You know when you get a new balloon? Okay, and you blow it up once, and then you let the air out to make a farting sound, right? And then the balloon just snaps back into its kind of its original shape. But after you have a balloon that's had air in it for a while, or after you do that half a dozen times, the balloon seems boggy, and there's air still inside of the balloon. You're like, I don't understand. It's open to the, why is air still there? And you almost have to push the air out, and there's still air there. That's like an asthmatic lung. So it can't push all the air out. It doesn't have the compliance. Right? Allergies could do it. Inflammation could do it. You could also get with asthma airway constriction because of hypersensitivity, a sort of reaction that causes airway closure, and airway closure causes more air trapping. So albuterol will open up the lungs, help you exchange the air, help you breathe better. Does it fix asthma? No, it's just a symptom. Right? All that does is it helps you breathe more. It helps you during the wheezing or during the episodes that you have. But that's why many asthmatics, when it starts to become more persistent or more moderate, where you have multiple times throughout the week when you have symptoms, that's when we want to start instituting a steroid medication. And we institute the steroid medication because maybe the reason why you keep wheezing is because there's something irritating your lungs, some sort of an allergy, some sort of a hypersensitivity. So if that's the case, in order to decrease the inflammation, we use a steroid, like an inhaled corticosteroid. There's also medication like Singulair out there, and Singulair works by being an anti-leukotriene. When you have allergies and your mast cells or your basophils release a lot of chemicals, histamine could be one of those chemicals when you have allergies or asthma, cytokines, leukotrienes. So Singulair attacks just the leukotrienes. A Zyrtec or Benadryl or Zyzal will attack histamines. Inhaled corticosteroids kind of handle the gamut of them all. And that's kind of how we treat asthma. With steroids, you don't necessarily need to be on steroids year-round. But when it comes to asthma, and we've talked about allergy season and how we are really, really coming up, you know, against a real tough allergy season right now, you know, you want to institute your steroid medication weeks before you need it. So it's built up enough such that when you start to get the allergies, it won't be as sensitive. It'll have already kind of calmed down the troops. You know, whenever, you see in wartime, like, okay, you know what, we can start, you know, receiving the troops. We, can start, you know, rather than building up, we could start, you know, letting people go back, start, shipping people back out. That's kind of how it works with your mast cells and your, inflammatory cells in the body. So, you know, you have some sort of general there yelling at everybody, going, okay, guys, be on alert. Once the steroids are in play, like, okay, now, you know what, everybody go take a nap. Go on leave. Everybody go on leave. We'll call you when we need you. Now, for some people, they go, well, wait a second. I could be now more at risk for pneumonia. And yes, there is a risk. There is a risk that you could be more at risk for pneumonia because if your inflammatory defense mechanisms are down because of the steroid, then a little bacteria or a virus could set up shop and can cause pneumonia, which is infection within a lobe of the lung. So we do have to be careful. Right? You know, and then in that case, we have to add antibiotics, and sometimes we will still continue steroids because when you do get an infection, what do you make? You make a lot of mucus. There could be pus. There could be a lot of inflammatory fluid, right, because it's trying to wall off. It's trying to dilute. It's trying to thin out. It's trying to carry off the infection. But in a lung, that's not very fun. You can't have all that fluid and inflammatory type stuff going on in the lungs. So sometimes we will continue steroids. This is an answer to a question from an email I got about a year ago. You know, why would somebody get steroids if they're fighting an infection? Because if it's preventing you in the lungs from breathing because of all the, you know, fluid, they obviously have to institute something. You know, the lungs, it's a fascinating part of the body. It's one of the most delicate, and I think it's one of the most abused body parts. Okay? I know some of you are like, trust me, I've abused others even more. No, I think we abuse our lungs a lot. You'll live in smoggy areas, and there's still more, you know, research on smog. Now I guess they're saying smog can be linked to breast cancer. Again, it's a way for the outdoors to get inside your body, the lungs. It's a very easy way to allow outside sources and outside chemicals and outside pollutants to get in. And the lungs allow a direct access to the bloodstream, which is why when we talked about sarin gas and the suspected agent used in the North Syria attack that happened a couple days ago, you know, we discussed how if it's an aerosol form, it could get into your system very quickly. Yes, you could get exposed to this nerve agent by it touching you. You could get it into the water supply, food system, and unfortunately ingest it. But inhaling it, you could get symptoms that unfortunately come on pretty quickly. 1-877 Doc Dally. Rebel, 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 rebel
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.